McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this Battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download their Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. On today's pod, Brian Swain will join me shortly here from thehockeywriters.com as he has to get back to work. So he's going to join me on his break. So we'll get to him here in a few minutes. Connect with Brian on Twitter at Brian Swain. We'll also hear from Dave Tippett in the third segment, and we'll get you some practice notes as the Oilers get set for their final game of the season versus the Vancouver Canucks. That goes tomorrow at 1:30. Yes, all the big guys are playing. I'll have lineup notes and who's starting in the third segment. We got lines as well, but nothing confirmed from the coach as per usual. But how you doing out there? Are you getting pumped? We've had some nice weather here. We can't go anywhere, which is unfortunate, but I'm sure we can find a way to enjoy the playoffs, and hopefully the Oilers go on a bit of a run, so maybe we'll see some openings here as we head into June, and maybe you can hit up a patio or something. That'd be fun for sure. Only one game on tap today in the NHL. Toronto, Winnipeg finish off their season. 6 o'clock puck drop. We'll see also who draws in that game. I'm expecting some of the big guys to sit that one out. And just quickly, some news from the NHL. The Sens extended Artem Zub Nation on a 2-year deal. The deal's worth $5 million. And Marner will rest tonight as Brooks will draw in for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not a lot going on. We got the schedule yesterday. Oilers kick off on Wednesday at 7 o'clock from Rogers Place. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Another playoff run. And we're going to keep it positive. We're not going to remember the past. The past is the past. Let's move forward. This team is playing well. They've played well all season outside of that first 9 games to start when they were 3-6. And man, we were like, uh-oh, what is going on? But they've definitely turned it around. Tyson Barrie, your leading D-man in scoring. Connor McDavid, your leading forward in scoring. And Mr. Mike Smith, who's been fantastic. Definitely one of the top goalies this year in the NHL. Look at Darnell Nurse, man. What a step he took within the absence of Klefbom. So the Oilers are rolling. Leading up to Wednesday's game, yeah, we'll just keep teeing it up. We'll break down the decoy. The forward groups, the goaltending, with some guests, obviously from Edmonton, and I'll see if I can hit up a few Winnipeg media there as we'll get you nice and ready for Wednesday's game one. But let's get to Brian Swain from HockeyWriters.com. Swainer, my good friend, how you doing, man? It's been a long time since we've spoken. I know I had you on the podcast a long time ago, but how you doing, man?
Doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Another lockdown, you know how it is. So hopefully we're back to normal soon. And then we can see each other, Swainer. It's been a long time. It's been too long.
You know, the one thing I always say, though, man, is we're, no matter how far away it is, every day we're closer to normal again. So that's how I look at
it. That's true. Yeah. Let's keep it positive, right? And speaking of positive, the Edmonton Oilers are heading to the playoffs. They kick it off on Wednesday against the Winnipeg Jets. Swainer, before we get to the playoffs, do you like the, I don't know if it it's a strategy, because Dave Tippett's been pretty open about it, that his players want to play tomorrow, like the big names. Are you on board for that? I mean, whether it's hockey or basketball or NFL, like, you've clinched, you got one game left that doesn't matter anything. Are you resting your stars, or are you okay that he's allowing his players to kind of dictate what they want to do?
I think I'm okay with it. I think an important part of the thing of this team's success this year has been the culture they've established. And I think that's the drive of the players that you've just seen from day one, right from the jump, that they've been determined to atone for what happened last year. And I think this is just an extension of that, is they want to go 100% all the time. They want to be out there. They want to stay in rhythm. Honestly, if it were me, if you take a step back, probably the thing that makes most sense is to sit them. And I think if there is a year to do it, this is it. You know, you're not playing in front of any fans. There's no one who's, you know, no one's saved up all their money all year and is driving in from out of town, 5 hours out of town with their kids to see that one game of the year. And you're going to sit Connor and Leon and they're not going to be able to see their heroes, right? There's none of that you have to worry about. Everything's locked up. Connor's got his 100 points, you know. So from all that perspective, yeah, it would make sense to sit them. And you're especially going to say that if somebody gets hurt or something, right? But at the same time, I can see why. And I think it's just maintaining the culture and the attitude of this team. They want to play all the time. This is part of their makeup. And, you know, that's what's got them this far. And I don't so I'm cool with it. If that's what they decide to do. You know, I would roll with it and live with whatever. Well, hopefully there are no consequences to live with. Hope everything goes well. Connor passing their 5 or 6 points. Everyone's healthy and the playoffs start Wednesday.
Yeah. No, and I get it. I mean, if Connor and Leon want to play, like, all the power to them. But like you said, knock on wood, you can't go into a game and think that the worst is going to happen. You play the game and injuries are injuries. And for Dave Tippett and his squad, they just hope they get out of that game unscathed, clean there. So, we'll wait and see tomorrow. It's going to be one of those games. I think both teams are going to be kind of going through the motions. And I also understand it, Swainer, because the Oilers won't play a game till Wednesday. So they're going to be off for a while. So I get why a lot of their top guys want to get that game. And when we look at the playoffs, Winnipeg Jets, Swainer, I mean, the Oilers dominated them in the season series 7-2, won the last six against them. But I mean, the playoffs are a whole different animal. When you have Connor Hellebuck and you have a top six like Winnipeg does, you can't count them out.
Yeah, the one thing that gives me pause about, you know, the Oilers' chances here is the goaltending situation. And Mike Smith has been absolutely brilliant. He's exceeded all of our expectations. He's made us look, I think both of us probably, if we go back, probably when I was last on your podcast, I think we probably both want to take back some comments we might have said about the goaltending back then. You know, words a little bit, but I'll happily do that. Mike Smith's been unbelievable. That said, it's the goaltending that really scares me heading into this series. If there is one thing that scares me,
and that's fair, right? Like, that's not downplaying what Mike Smith's done, though, right? Like,
it's more about what Hellebuck is and what he hasn't been and what he can be. I mean, he's not been good. And if he gets on a heater here, and what's to say he's not? This is a dude that's only 12 months removed from winning the Vezina, right? Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's just fallen off the earth. He's had a tough go of it, but he's obviously still a very good goalie who's in the prime of his career. You know, and that's what happens in playoffs. You look at teams that have kind of come out of nowhere and gone on extended runs in the NHL playoffs, and what's the common denominator? It's always the goalie that gets hot and steals series. So that's the thing that would concern me from an Oilers perspective heading into this series.
Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner where you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnNHL. Ryan Swain joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. He's with HockeyWriters.com. You can find him on Twitter @Brian Swain. Swain, the goaltending matchup is going to be an interesting one for sure. You got a one of the best goalies in the league, and Mike Smith, who's had one of the better seasons in the shortened one for sure. But when you look at the other aspects of the game, I always look at the decors for both teams. And I mean, Winnipeg had a tough time stopping Connor and Leon Draisaitl for most part of this season. Their top guy, Josh Morrissey, Neil Pionk, those are the bigger names on that decor. Is that an advantage Edmonton, do you think?
Well, I think it's advantage anybody when you're going up, when you've got Connor and Leon on your side, right? But yeah, no, Winnipeg has a very good defense, and the Oilers, obviously, they figured them out in the regular season. Winnipeg, as you mentioned, they won two of the first three games, but since then, it's been all Edmonton, and that's not something that really concerns me. I think, you know, if we start talking about the forward depth and if they are able to shut down the Oilers' top two lines, who's going to step up and provide some of the big goals, that could be a question, but I'm not too concerned about that. I really do think, as I was saying off the top, I just think that the stars on this team are so determined. They learned so much from last year about the environment and playing in these circumstances, playing it, you know, in the playoffs. And I think they learned a lot about themselves. I just think that they're going to deliver. And this is, it's not so much about what Winnipeg's defense is or isn't. I just really have that much belief in what McDavid and Draisaitl are going to do this postseason.
You prefer McDavid Draisaitl split in the playoffs? Because listen, I know they go out there after a penalty kill together. I know Dave Tippett can go to them whenever he wants during the game. But to start this series, and it seems like they are going to start on their own lines, is that what you want to see, just because it spreads out the offense a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. And it doesn't allow the defense to, or the opposing team defense to focus on one or the other, right? So
yeah.
That's kind of been always my biggest reason for splitting them up. And I like the fact Tippett's kind of been doing the mad scientist thing with his lines for the last little bit, playing a lot of different, matching up a lot of different guys together and seeing what they're capable of doing with one another. And I like that. He's getting a feel for who he can go to if he needs a shakeup to make something happen. And it's always great to have that option. If you need a goal or something, you know, you put those two together. But I think consistently over the long term, sustained success comes from having them play on separate lines. But, you know, Tippett's showing throughout the season that he'll go back to them if he'll put them together if you need that spark of offense. And that's the philosophy I take. I start the series with them on separate lines. If I find these things aren't working, then, you know, then I would look at that. But I think that second line, I know that the Yamamoto hasn't had a great season stats wise, or he hasn't, you know, put up a lot of points, but I think he's starting to really come around. He's making things happen. It just hasn't shown up in the score sheet yet.
Yeah.
Nuge is finally starting to come around a little bit. This has been a tough year for him, you know, inevitable the contract year, right? It always seems to go that way.
Yeah.
I really like what those two and Draisaitl. I think we saw that for that 30 game or whatever stretch it was at the end of last season. I think those guys are capable of some real magic together. And I just get the sense that they're on the cusp of that again right now. So I guess the big question though is too, right? Like if Cassian's able to come back, and no one really seems sure of what his status is right now, what's that top line?
There's always a player on every team that kind of not comes out of nowhere, but really shows up in the playoffs, produces. Outside of the big names on the Oilers, what player do you think is going to be that guy?
All right, so I've got like a Peter Klima for you this year, like that
just
one
like
guy,
Fernando Pisani, like just goes off.
I'm gonna go with Dominic Cahoon. Let me preface this by saying, like, I don't think by any means he's a, you know, an all-world player or anything. I think with him, he's a guy, and the reason I threw out the name Peter Klima is you take the good with the bad, because there'd be some really bad nights for Peter Klima, and then he would score some massive goals for you.
Yeah.
and I kind of think that Dominic Cahoon could be like a Peter Klima light. You could see him starting to get some confidence in the last couple of games. I really liked what we saw from him on Wednesday against Vancouver. And of course he got to play against Montreal. He got to play on the top line there, and we saw him get the winning goal in overtime when he got that opportunity. So that's going to be it. I'm going to go with Dominic Cahoon is going to he's going to have his Fernando Pisani run here in the playoffs. Who are you going with?
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at this, and I like the pick of Cahoon. I do, but I'm going to go to the bottom six. And I think a guy like Josh Archibald is going to show. Well, I shouldn't say show up because he's showing up every game this year. I just love the way he plays. He hits. He's always engaged. He can score. He can moonlight in the top six if needed. So I think Josh Archibald is going to be one of those guys in the bottom six. That's just he's going to chip in with some big, big goals and big moments.
The empty net specialist. I don't know if you saw. I had the stat that I think I tweeted out last week where he's top 10 in empty net points in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
pretty. Hey, they all count, man. They all count.
Oh, I know. And you know what? It says an awful lot that he's out there in that situation that often where he's able to get those points, right? He's playing those clutch minutes when you're trying to lock down the lead in the final second.
Of course. Yeah. And he can play in every role. So he's my pick. Yeah. We'll see here in the first round. Swinner, prediction time. I'll put you on the spot here. Oilers, Jets, who's taking it in how many games?
I'm going Oilers in six.
Nice, nice. I like it. How about the other series and in the North Division? Is it as easy as Toronto's going to kind of run away with that one? Or are you believing in a bit in the Habs?
I'm kind of looking at that at the same perspective as I am the Oilers-Jets series, in that you have a little bit of a you have one team that seems far superior and just has an explosive offense. But then the question mark in goal. And yeah. Then on the other side, you have a Vezina Trophy winner or a former Vezina Trophy winner who has not been himself. But at any point in time, you could just pick it up. And that's the exact same situation in the Habs series with Carey Price. So, you know, just for consistency's sake, I'll say the same thing. I'll say Leafs in six in that one. I do think the Leafs do win. And I could even maybe see that being like closer to a sweep, maybe five, or even maybe they even do sweep them in four games. I don't know. But, you know, the same thing as I'm saying about the Oilers-Jets series, that if I'm Leafs fans, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you saw what Price did in the bubble playoffs last year.
Exactly.
That's a guy that can, that like Hellebuck, who if they get hot, look out. And then Jack Campbell, Freddie Anderson, I mean, toss it up. And who the hell knows who's going to get more games, who's going to start and all that. So it should be fun to track. Swain, I know you got to get back to work. I truly appreciate your time today. And lastly, before I let you go, anything I should listen to hip-hop-wise that you're kind of crushing right now?
Yeah, well, I know I dropped the new Fife Dog track on you, and you like that?
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Really. I love Fife, like his rhyme, like the way he raps. Like he's, oh man, he's, I know Busta comes in and he's like that raw, rough style, and then Redman and all that, but just the way Fife raps, man, oh man, the flow is just amazing.
It's so much like you can truly, I think especially now, you can appreciate the distinctiveness of his cadence. Like, because there's just no one out, there was no one like him back then, but especially now when like half the, you know, and excuse me I for being the old guy who's like putting down the new school, but like everyone's kind of everyone's auto-tuning now nowadays,
yeah.
Right. So his voice really just sounds so distinct to me. And of course, because he passed away tragically 5 years ago, everything that he's recorded has been from several years ago. So it literally is from the old school. And yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to his solo album that I guess he pretty much recorded all of it for a large part of it before he passed away. And they've kind of filled it out with some guest verses. So that's going to be good. That's going to be good. I check out the other track too. It's called, I forget what it is. I think it's called French Kiss Part 2. And it's actually, he wrote it about Montreal. I guess he loved Montreal. So kind of a cool track showing Canada some love.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I'll definitely look into that for sure. Brian, thanks for the time, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thanks, man. You too. Enjoy the playoffs.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Get to some Oilers practice notes, as these are the lines today at practice. Cahoon with McDavid and Puljujärvi, RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto, Joachim Nygaard with Kara and Archibald, Neil with Haas and Chiasson, Ennis, Shore, Turris, and Patrick Russell all rotated on in the fifth line. So this is what we're going to see probably tomorrow. Dave Tippett didn't commit to it, but we will hear from him. But he said more than likely Ryan McLeod wasn't on the ice. We'll also get an update from Mr. Dave Tippett as well. Slater Cuckoo was taking reps with Ethan Bear. They probably want to get him up and running. So that's a good sign for the Edmonton Oilers. Chris Russell was also at practice today, but he still might not be ready for Wednesday. But it's a good sign that he was on the ice. Still needs some time, according to his head coach. Tippett did confirm Koskinen and we'll get the game tomorrow. And Nikolai Ehlers was at practice with the Winnipeg Jets. This guy is a game changer, my eyes. He was in a non-contact jersey, however, so we'll see his status for this series. But that guy for me is a guy that moves the needle a lot on that team. I know they have a lot of elite guys in the top six, but Ehlers, since the bubble playoffs last year, he's taken that next step. He was awesome this season, and he had really good numbers against the Oilers this season before he was hurt. So if you're a fan, you probably don't want to see Nikolai Ehlers in this series. That's for sure. So yeah, look for Haas, Nygaard, and Cuckoo to draw in tomorrow. And then Mikko Koskinen gets the start. Let's get to Dave Tippett, as he met with the media earlier today. And I brought him up. He was not on the ice this morning, but Dave Tippett has an update on the young Ryan McLeod.
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling well together. We kept him off just out of precautionary.
So just not feeling well. Hopefully he's good to go by Wednesday. They should be. Again, you don't have to play him tomorrow. There's no need for that. Slater Cuckoo is going to return to action after a long layoff with that injury. The head coach was asked what he wants to see from Slater Cuckoo after being out so long.
We think it's just important. He just got cleared last week, so we think it's important to get a game. You know, we have an idea of who our six guys are going to be starting, but it's important for him to get a game. He hasn't played in a long time. He's got good playoff experience, so we want to get him a game before the playoffs start, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But it's his chance to get a game here, get in some game action. He's practiced hard, he's competed hard in practice, and did some things that he thinks he's ready, but it's nothing like a game. So we'll give him that game tomorrow and see where it goes.
So Slater Cuckoo draws in, and I liked him when he played this year for the Oilers. That unfortunate injury that took him out, but that left side's loaded. There'd have to be a ton of injuries for Slater Cuckoo to draw in, because it's going to be Kulikov, Jones, and Darnell Nurse, and Russell mixed in there as well, and you still got Willie Lagesson too. So Slater Cuckoo will get in a game, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs. The Oilers are playing well, winning games leading up to the playoffs. They clinched, but they didn't take their foot off the gas. They kept coming and played some good hockey. It's the mentality of the team. Here is Dave Tippett.
Well, it's positive because you're getting some wins, but there's some things in our game we want to continue to work on, and it's the games are different. Once everything is clinched and both teams are, with us in Montreal the other night, both teams are out there. You're trying to do things right. You're trying to have good habits, but you recognize you don't want to get anybody hurt either. So that's where we are. We want to continue to have good habits. We have players that want to just continue to make sure their game is sharp. But so there's things that you have to do. And today we, as a group, we talked this morning, we have to prepare. We have to prepare every day. And whether it's a practice day or might be little things like getting your equipment ready. I mean, the game tomorrow, it's a chance to, again, to prepare, whether you individually prepare or we have to prepare as a team doing things right. Those are all factors that we continue to push, and that's the way it's been the last week. We have to continue that until we get going in on Wednesday.
One last one here from Dave Tippett. It's the last game of the season tomorrow. Are the boys going to just go through the motions? Are they going to do they all the big guys want to play because they won't play till Wednesday? Dave Tippett was asked all that.
No, that's the reason when you only play one game within a week, you use that game to make sure your game's in order, and it's an individual game, a team game. you know, there's each individual, there's different ways that players look at it, you know, and, you know, just, I'll just from Connor's perspective, I talked to him about, you know, whether this is a game he wants to play. He said, I want this game because it's one game in a week and I want to make sure I'm sharp. So there's things like that, that each player, you know, they look at, and we want our players dialed in to make sure they're at their best on Wednesday night. And we'll do everything in our power to make sure that that's the case. So, tomorrow's game is another chance to stay sharp.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? It's you stay sharp out there. It is a little bit risky because you never know what could happen, sure. But guys like McDavid, Draisaitl want to play because they're going to be off until Wednesday. So they want to keep tuning up that game and being ready. So you can't, I mean, what are you going to say to that? Like, it's their job, it's their profession, and they want to keep going and not rest. And again, it was only 56 games this season. They've had a lot of time off in the last month or so due to all the COVID stoppages and all that, so it's not like this team is coming in limping in and extremely tired. So I get it. All right, guys, enjoy your weekend. Once again, always appreciate the downloads, keep those coming. Lots to get to next week as it's playoff time, baby. So I'll have some guests lined up and we'll continue to preview Edmonton Oilers or Winnipeg Jets. So remember to hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my man Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. We'll chat Monday.